Mississippi takes you under in a Tennessee town. You wanna make it big, wanna make it big, wanna make it big, wanna make it big, wanna make it big. Give me a soul, rise to the middle.
This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota, so join us at KAXE.org. That first tune, Schoolyard, was from Duluth's The Lately's, who sadly are no more. But the band's members are now the backbone of Midream, which is gigging in all places Twin Ports, and hopefully will release some incredible tunes for us to be able to keep playing on radios across the region. We had a little throwback in the middle there from U2 with American Soul, followed by Stephen Wilson Jr.'s American Gothic, which featured Haley Witters. One wish I have for a talent as deep as Stephen Wilson Jr.'s is his slow rise to the middle by the Wood Brothers. Anyone else see the Wood Brothers at the Pantages a few weeks ago? My, that was a special night. We received support from the Woodworks Homes, dedicated to the art of building in northern Minnesota by constructing handcrafted new homes and offering remodeling services. You can find more at woodworksmn.com. There is so much music. You do not need to go to the Pantages in the cities to find a great show this weekend. There's so much going on. Tomorrow night in Baxter, Sophie Diumente is going to be at the Jack Pine Brewery at 6 p.m. Up in Grand Rapids, you've got a choice. Nate Boots and Mal Murphy at Rapids Brewing in Grand Rapids at 6. And then the Brothers Burn Mountain. I wonder what they use as drums there. Like when they come to Bemidji Brewing, they always use the metal chairs and turn everything into a cowbell. It's amazing. But the Brothers Burn Mountain is going to be at Clockow Brewing in Grand Rapids at 7 p.m. And then tomorrow night at the Popple Bar, if you've never been to the Popple, it is popping at the Popple. Doyle Turner and Sarah Morris, man, that'll be a special show at 6 p.m. tomorrow night. And then Saturday, all kinds of music in the region. We've got Mason Jennings. He's going to be in Duluth at the Sacred Heart Music Center. Christopher David Hansen's at Rapids Brewing in Grand Rapids. Dave Simonette is going to be at the Rife Center in Grand Rapids on Saturday. And then there's the Fire in the Village Living Room Concert Series with Justice Humphrey and more at Room 203 in the Old Central School in Grand Rapids, and at Revel Brewing on Saturday night will be In Stereo, that husband and wife duo that just lays down all things rock and roll. And I think that show starts at 6. So this next set, what are we going to do? What are we going to think about? It wends its way between singer-songwriters, both those who are really close to home, who've got shows coming up, and some folks who we don't know yet, who are coming around the bend.
Things in life, taking time to stop, smell a rose. Not a house up on the hill with every single room packed full. It's little things in life bring us peace and love. Sun setting down, moon rising up above. It's all I've ever known. It's all I've ever known. are the little things. It's little things in life, smell of fresh cut grass in the summertime. Good coffee in the morning, evening brings fine wine. It's little things in life, when a good friend calls your name. Not waiting for the storm to pass, learning how to dance in the rain. It's all I've ever known. It's all I've ever known are the little things. It's little things in life, sound of gentle rainfall. A chance to love and loss, then not love at all. It's little things in life, bright, clear blue sky. Breeze dancing on your face. Sweet moments in time. It's all I've ever known. It's all I want to know are the little things.
If this world could be
This is KAXE, broadcasting to the small towns of northern Minnesota like Tower, Hill City, Waubun, and Crosby. We are people-powered radio, and you can join us at KAXE.org. Ray LaMontagne is bringing his thing back through Minnesota next summer, so check that stuff out. He kicked off that set with one of his classic tunes, Three More Days, and then Bemidji's Lance Benson, right there in the middle with the little things. He's actually playing out a bit this winter around town, so check it out at lancebenson.com. Scarlet Woods is opening for Mason Jennings Saturday night at Duluth's Sacred Heart Music Center. That was her Minnesota Farm Girl. And then, if I may, I'd introduce you to who was singing that last song. That's Abby Webster. She's bringing her imaginary band to next year's Blue Ox Festival in Eau Claire. She's a rare treat to see live, and her music is making its regional way to our region next summer. We receive support from Bridget's Pub, located in downtown Bemidji, serving Irish and American food, offering Monday night trivia at 6:30 and open mic night on Thursdays starting at 6:30. There's more on Facebook. Support for KAXE comes from the Grassroots Concert Series, presenting Jack Klatt on Friday, December 5th at 7 p.m. at the Live Well Nightclub and Coffee Bar, located at the Journey Church in Nisswa. Doors open at 6:30. The full fall lineup can be found at grassrootsconcerts.org. This next set's got some rhythms and grooves in some unexpected combinations.
Just men play the faithful atheists refuse to pray. The steam
a bumpy ride. Been very, very, very long. Wasted plastic empires.
So I can sing along to my so I can sing along. Thank you.
station where I say goodbye.
This is KAXE broadcasting to the townships of northern Minnesota, like Arbo, Ten Lake, Balsam, and Deerwood townships. We are People Powered Radio, and you can join us at KAXE.org. So much rock and soul to wake up from a turkey coma in that last set and slide into a killer game of Farkle. We had Clutch kicking us off, then we had Bemidji's Cage Jamber, Hosier with Brandy Carlile, and then back again to Bemidji with Wild View's Deathbed. We received support from Lakeland PBS. You can stay connected with Lakeland News, offering local news, weather, and sports. Available on demand on the PBS app. Next up, a little more soul with local people and the people that they were likely inspired by.
Lest you know it's a sin. Look around. your neighbor. Do them and yourself a favor. Yeah, soul ain't got no color. We're all up in this world together.
the road. Ease on down. Ease on down the road. Ease on down. Ease on down the road. Ta-da. Come on, Dorothy. Don't you carry nothing? That might be a loan. Come on. Ease on down.
We've all seen storms, we've all seen rainbows. None are the same, none are alike. They are to me a constant reminder of a way to better. Imagine a rainbow
This is KAXE broadcasting to the small towns of northern Minnesota, like Langby, Deer River, Cotton, and Baxter. We are people-powered radio, and you can join us at KAXE.org. The Ports Raddatz Brothers were all over that set, that last set, to get you in the spirit for their Ugly Sweater Jams at the Woodshed in La Porte on December 12th. So we ended with Garrett Raddatz's Like a Rainbow, and in the middle there, Grant was driving his guitar on Mudsong's Beans and Rice. And honestly, what's a Thanksgiving Day without a shout-out to The Wiz, which is set on Thanksgiving Day in 1970s Soul. So we just had to ease on down the road a bit with everyone from that cast. We kicked things off in that set with a brand new song from Soul Skillet, and that's from their debut release. It's called Soul Ain't Got No Color. We received support from the Bagley Area Arts Collaborative, offering the community exhibits, workshops, and many events. There's more at bagleyarts.org. Excuse me. There's some cool stuff coming up in the region that I can tell you about, like tomorrow. It's pretty special. Minnesota State Parks offer free admission on tomorrow, Friday, November 28th. Get out and explore your favorite park or find somewhere new, including the Twinkle Light Trail at Itasca State Park, opening on Thanksgiving Day at the Bear Paw Campground. Local businesses across northern Minnesota remind you to support local this holiday season. This week is Small Business Saturday, with local shops and businesses open all across the region. The Aitken Fish House Parade is tomorrow, Friday, November 28th at 1 p.m. There are a variety of events before and after the parade. Find a full schedule at aitken.com/fishhouseparade. The Armory Arts and Events Center in Park Rapids presents A Very Good Christmas Carol, which is a humorous take on Dickens with three ghosts, two actors, and one helpful audience. Free performances start tomorrow, Friday, November 28th at 7, and Saturday, November 29th at 2 p.m. My Neighbor to Love Coalition in Brainerd is working to end homelessness for 30 neighbors this December. Construction is nearly complete on 19 units at Creekside Community, but funds are needed to purchase basic household furnishings. Learn more at mntlc.org/donate. Bemidji's Nightly Light Parade is tomorrow, Friday, November 28th at 6 p.m., mainly on Beltrami Avenue. Following the parade, head to the waterfront as the switch is flipped to light up the town. And Downtown Walker invites you to a Festival of Lights Friday, November 28th, tomorrow, with the parade at 5 and the tree lighting at 6. Activities continue Saturday, November 29th, including kids open house at Walker Bay Theater from 11 to 3. And then the Heartland Lakes Community Tree Lighting is Friday, tomorrow, November 28th at 6 p.m. in downtown Park Rapids. Many local businesses will be taking part in a Yuletide sampler that evening, and you can find Santa and Mrs. Claus at Bella Cafe. So many cities lighting up their nights tomorrow. If I haven't read about yours, I'm sure something's happening close to you that someone you love can tell you about. So let's do some more new music. This one is from jazz guitarist Alex Naumann. And he sits somewhere between a surfboard and Sam Miltich.